ट्रांसलेशन है परपर वैश्विक प्रभुपाद, जय श्री प्रभुपाद की। इन डेजर्ट कंट्रीज वेयर देयर फ्लोज द रिवर सरस्वती, महाराज अम्बरीश परफॉर्म ग्रेट सैक्रिफाइसेस लाइक द अश्वमेध यज्ञ एंड दस सेटिस्फाई द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल यज्ञ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। सच सैक्रिफाइसेस वेयर परफॉर्म with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia and with contribution of Dakshina to the Brahmana, who were supervised by great personality like Vasishtha, Asit and Gautam, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Purport. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas known as yagic brahman. In Kali Yuga, however, there is a scarcity of such brahmanas. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in Shastra is Samkirtan Yajna. यज्ञ संकीर्तन प्राय जजन्ति हि सुमेधस। इंडीड सो इंस्टीड ऑफ स्पेंडिंग मनी अननेसेसरली ऑन परफॉर्मिंग यज्ञ, इम्पॉसिबल टू परफॉर्म इन दिस एज ऑफ कली बिकॉज ऑफ स्कार्सिटी ऑफ यागिक ब्राह्मणज, वन हु इज इंटेलिजेंट परफॉर्म संकीर्तन यज्ञ विदाउट प्रॉपरली परफॉर्म यज्ञ टू सेटिस्फाई द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, देयर विल बी स्कार्सिटी इन रेन। यज्ञात भवन्ति पर्जन्य। देयरफॉर द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ यज्ञ इज इसेंशियल। Without yajna, there will be scarcity of rain, and because of this scarcity, no food grains will be produced, and there will be famine. It is duty of the king, therefore, to perform different type of yajna, such as Ashwamedh yajna, to maintain the production of food grains. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Without food grains, both men and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform, because by yajna, the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The brahmanas and the yagikas, priests, should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. This payment is called Dakshina. Ambarish Maharaj, as the head of the state, performed all these yajnas through great personalities like Vasishtha, Gautam and Asit. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service as mentioned before. Savai Manah Krishna Padar Bindayo. The king or the head of the state must see that things go on well under proper guidance, and he must be an ideal devotee, as exemplified by Maharaj Ambarish. It is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in desert country, what to speak of elsewhere. इजे स्वमेधैर यधिजज्ञमीश्वरम महाविभूत्योपचितांग दक्षिणे तत्तैर वशिष्ठा शितगौतमादिभिर धन्वंत भी श्रोतमसौ सरस्वती। दिस वर्स इज आल्सो इन द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द सेम सब्जेक्ट मैटर। डिस्क्रिप्शन आर activities of Maharaj Ambarish. This particular verse describes that Maharaj Amrish perform Ashwamedha Yajna. You know, he was a, Amrish Maharaj was a very great devotee. As previously described, Savai Manah Krishna Padarabinda. He was a great devotee. And by good fortune, he became the ruler of the whole world. And he got unlimited opulence. Very prosperous kingdom he got. So, first of all, he was a pure devotee of Lord. That is his greatness. And then he got opulence, unlimited opulence. Become ruler of the whole universe, the whole planet, earthly planet. But due to his devotion, in Srimad Bhagavatam described that he was very much devoted to Krishna. Sadhusu, here verse described, Vasudeve Bhagavati tad bhakti sucha sadhusu. He was a devotee of Vasudeva, Krishna, and same time he was very much devoted. He gave importance and devotion for sadhusu. For that reason, he was a very qualified person, got transcendental qualities in his character. So first, due to fortune, he got opulence, ruler of the world. Unlimited opulence was in his position. But same time, he was completely detached from the material as assets. Though he was king, he got the opulence, but he was considered the whole opulence, kingdom, as insignificant as the piece of a stone. He was not very much, he was a completely detached personality. So, as a devotee, he was a great personality, and same time he became a ruler, a fortunate personality. And he was very much Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. So completely he was detached. In Bhagavad Gita, it is described that there are certain activities we should not give up. In 18th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Yajna Dan Tapah Karma Na Tyajam Karjam Eva Tat. The act of charity, dan, yajna, sacrifice, and act of charity and tapasya, it should not be given up. Na tyajam karjam evata. We must perform the act of yajna, dan and tap. Because yajna danam tapascaiva pavanani manishinam. Yajna, act of sacrifice, and dan, charity, and tapasya. This even can purify the manishina, highly qualified person, self-realized person. Even they need performance of yajna for their purification of their existence. Therefore, it is Vedic imperative that this act of yajna, dan, tapah, karma, na tyajam, karjam eva tat. So, since he was a king, Maharaj Amrish was a king, so though he need now to perform this activity, he was a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Flow of his consciousness, he was going directed towards Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. Still, as a ruler, as a kshatriya, as a king, he performed this yajna. In Bhagavad Gita, many times performance of yajna is recommended. Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talked about in order to maintain the food production of food grain, yajna is essential. So, since he was the king, so as any type of activities which helps for the welfare of human society, a king must perform. So he was performing, he performed yajna. You know, because by performance of yajna, this was meant for the welfare of human society. Though personally he was completely pure devotee of Lord, always engaged in pure devotional service of Krishna, still he did this thing in order to in order to help people in general. So in Bhagavad Gita, you know, the description is that अन्नाद भवन्ति भूतानिन परजन्यात अन्न संभवः यज्ञात भवति परजन्यो यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भव यज्ञ सैक्रिफाइस. So if we not perform the yajna, then there would be a scarcity of rain. Rain would be not and if there is no sufficient rain, not enough rain, then food production would be not possible. A scarcity of food would be there, grain would be there. And when there is no enough grain, a scarcity of grain, then people will starve. Starvation will take place. For that reason, it is imperative of Vedic literature that a king must perform yajna for the welfare of human society. Maharaj Ambarish performed the sacrifice. Here it is description that Mahavibhuti Upachan Dakshina. It great opulence. Yajna was performed very nicely. Mahavibhuti. All the paraphernalia were collected nicely. And paraphernalia, first of all, the selection of place. When we perform a yajna, there should be proper place. So Maharaj Ambarish selected the place for sacrifice. The place was on the bank of Saraswati river. Saraswati considered to be one of the most holy river. Maharaj Ambarish performed sacrifice on the bank of Saraswati river. So selection of place. And then Mahavibhuti Uptanga. Ingredients also. The top class of ingredients were collected for paraphernalia. And then Brahmanas. Their Brahmanas, their name of Brahmanas is described Vasishta. Under him Vasishta, Asit and Gautam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna talks about, Arjuna talks about Asit. Asito, Swayam Chaiva Vrishti. So Asit, his name, the Asit was there, Vasishta, who became the spiritual master of Lord Ramchandra, and Gautam, very celebrated personality, Rishi Gautam, whose wife was Ahilya. So these people, in supervision of this highly elevated personality, Brahmana, they were other priest Brahmana, they were performing the yajna. Those Brahmana, they were competent enough, pure enough to do the yajna. Still, their activity, their mantra, recitation of mantra, their oblation, everything was supervised by Vasishta, Asit and Gautam. And so, place-wise, this yajna was very much glorious yajna. Maharaj Ambarish performed. Brahmanas were very much qualified. In Vedic literature, for the qualified Brahmanas who can perform nicely yajna, or even yagic Brahman, was well expert, were very expert to perform yajna, they are nicely trained. So they perform yajna, and then so importance of yajna is there. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about performance of yajna is very nice. Without performance of yajna, there would be no prosperity in human society. A king must perform yajna. However, in this age of Kali, we must perform yajna, but this type of yajna is not recommended in Vedic literature. Ashwamedha yajna or Rajasuya yajna, you know Rajasuya yajna, Maharaj Yudhishthira Maharaj Prabhat, or other type of yajna, Vajpayee yajna. So this type of yajna is not recommended for the age of Kali. We must perform yajna. Without yajna, we can't make spiritual progress. But what type of yajna is recommended here? Srila Prabhupada talks in quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, yajna sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasa. For this age of Kali, sankirtan yajna is recommended. Yajna sankirtana praya. Therefore, highly qualified, intelligent person who have really brain substance, they try to satisfy the Lord Vishnu, Krishna, by yajna. What type of yajna? Sankirtan yajna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this description is there. The Yugdharma is described. Yugdharma. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu. Krite yug. Krite yug means satya yug. The Yugdharma for satya yug, krita yug was meditation. People used to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And meditation was the Yugdharma for satya yug. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu. And in second yuga, Treta yug, for Treta yug, the Yugdharma, prescribed Yugdharma by sacrifice, yajna. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu tretayam jajato makhay. People used to satisfy Lord Vishnu by yajna, sacrifice it. And then third yuga, dvapare paricharyayam. For dvapara yuga, Yugdharma was deity worship, paricharya. People used to establish big, big temple. And in the temple, the worship the deity. Deity worship or archa, vigraha upasana. This was Yugdharma for dvapara yuga. But for this age of Kali, Sankirtan yajna is recommended. Dvapare parichaya kalau tad hari kirtana. We can get all perfection. We can get the highest possible perfection, highest stage, level of perfection, simply by performance of Sankirtan yajna, chanting the name of Lord Vishnu. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about in this age of Kali, performance of Ashwamedha yajna, Vajpayee yajna, or Rajasuya yajna, it is almost impossible. Why, first of all, there is a scarcity of Brahmanas, qualified Brahmana. If someone is interested to perform Ashwamedha yajna or Vedic yajna, he need qualified Brahmana, yagic Brahmana. And again, he had to select place and ingredient, for finally he had to collect. But in this age of Kali, due to poverty, people have not enough riches, wealth, to collect paraphernalia for yajna. And same time, the lack of knowledge is also there. Sometimes we may have money, but we don't have knowledge how to collect, where to collect the paraphernalia. So first of all, we are poverty stricken, we have no enough money to collect paraphernalia for yajna. And same time, if we have some money, but it's not, there's a lack of knowledge is there. They're not intelligent enough. And apart from this, the getting yagic brahmanas, qualified brahmanas, extremely difficult. For that reason, this type of yajna is not recommended. It is almost impossible to get yagic brahmana, great pure ingredients and selection of place. So for that reason, yajna samkirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasa. So for that reason, samkirtana yajna is recommended here. In Srimad Bhagavatam it described that when a person does meditation, trans samadhi, so he gets the result of samadhi, meditation. The person who engages in meditation, he does not get the result of sacrifices, he does not get the result of deity worship, and same time he doesn't get the result of samkirtan. One who performs yajna, he also doesn't get result of other three processes. But one who performs the samkirtan yajna, kirtan, so he gets the result, fall of kirtan, and same time he gets the result of deity worship, he gets the result of sacrifice, and he gets the result of meditation. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, vibrating the name of Lord Vishnu, kirtan, a person can get all result, good result of all other process also. So for that reason, it is recommended, though there are also, meditation is authentic process, sacrifice is authentic process, deity worship is authentic process to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is also the recommended in Veda, but it is for all practical reason, it is not possible to do nicely here. Especially when yajna, when it is not done properly, then it has some negative result also. If you perform a yajna in a wrong way, with a wrong mentality, in a wrong place, then you get bad result as well. You know, very famous sacrifice performed by the father of Vritrasur, Tosta, their great rishi. So he was performing a yajna. There little mistake in yajna took place. Indra Shatru Vivardhasva. Mantra they are supposed to chant. Indra Shatru Vivardhasva. Or Shatru, enemy of Indra, you become flourish. This mantra was supposed to chant. But due to wrong pronunciation, the meaning completely changed. For that reason, Tosta wanted to get a son, and he had intention that son should kill Indra. For that end, for that reason, he was performing the yajna. But pronunciation was such a wrong way, Brahmana does the pronunciation such a wrong way, that meaning of that mantra was coming like, O Indra, you become powerful, and you kill your enemy. Mantra, they were supposed to, O Shatru, enemy of Indra, you get power, and you kill the king of heaven, Indra. But due to different pronunciation, meaning was coming that, O Indra, you become powerful and kill your enemy. So they performed a yajna. Towards the end, Dhritarashtra took birth. Dhritarashtra, the asura, came out from the flame of the yajna, fire. But fighting took place between Indra and Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra was killed. So meaning that you are performing yajna, nice way, perfect way, proper pronunciation, qualified brahmana, proper place, and paraphernalia, then you get good result. But if you do something wrong, then you get bad result also. For that reason, in this age of Kali, this type of yajna is not recommended at all. It is simply wastage of time and energy and money if someone interested to perform this type of yajna. So Maharaj Amrish was qualified in it. It was Satyajug. For him it was no problem. But for us, if really someone wants to pursue spiritual progress, if really someone interests, seriously he wants to pursue spiritual progress, if he wants the highest possible perfectional stage, he wants to elevate himself to the highest perfectional stage of his spiritual realization, then that person is recommended Samkirtan Yag. Yagya Samkirtana Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very famous conversation took place between Maharaj Nimi and nine sons of Rishabhdev, now Yogeshwar. So this topic was discussed. What is the process of satisfying the Lord Vishnu in the Kali Yuga? And then it was recommended, it was discussed there, Yajna Samkirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Medha means intelligent. Sumedha means highly nice, expert intelligent. So, expert person, intelligent person, satisfy the Lord Vishnu in this age of Kali by Samkirtan Yajna. Yajna Samkirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. So, Amrish Maharaj performed yajna. In this, towards the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that brahmanas were performing yajna. And their brahmanas were supervised by three great personalities. Vasishtha was there, Asit was there, and Gautam. Maharaj Amrish, he himself, personally, he was engaged in pure devotion, sravanam kirtanam, savai manah krishna padar avindayo vachan sivai kunth gunanu varnane. He was, though it was real performance of yajna was Maharaj Amrish, but personally, he was not present. Personally, he was not participating in the yajna. He himself somehow engaged in pure devotional service. Means, sraman and kirtan. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, towards the end, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that. Prabhupada says that, the king or head of the nation must it is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced. Somewhere it is mentioned that he himself however he was engaged in devotional service. Here Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Maharaj Amrish at the head of the state perform all the yajna through the great personality like Vasishtha, Gautam and Asit. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service. So the person who has elevated himself on the pure devotional stage, he need now to perform this yajna. Even in Bhagavad Gita, also in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the one who has achieved the highest perfectional stage, he need now to perform karma, so-called karma. So, Maharaj Amrish, he was performing yajna. Here, in this particular verse, talks about Maharaj Amrish perform Ashwamedha yajna very nicely. So opulent yajna, with all opulent Brahman. And then one characteristic of yajna is dakshina. One aspect of yajna is the Brahmana should be given sumptuous food and enough dakshina. They should be complete because they are expert performing yajna. For that sake, Maharaj Amrish gave them sumptuous dakshina. Dakshina. Dakshina, second line, last word, dakshina. So Brahmana should be satisfied by dakshina. He had great opulence, unlimited opulence. So Maharaj Amrish satisfied all the Brahmanas, priest, hota, udgata, brahma, udhvari, everyone completely satisfied. Okay, so here I stop. If you have any question or comment, please ask.